Now I am tossed on waves of love, here like a ship that's under sail. No kind entreaties will not move my love to send one pleasant gale. She is an angel in mine eye, and beauty flows in every vein. Yet I lie wounded fatally, and by the dart of her disdain. The lustre of her beauty might hath kindled such a secret flame within my breast, that day and night I needs must call upon her name. Fair Katie, Katie, too unkind, why am I banished in exile? If thou wilt ease a grieved mind, then send me here a gentle smile. Was she as kind as she was fair, she soon would send me some relief, and ease my mind of grief and care, and vanish all the clouds of grief. But yet, alas, it is in vain, my love she evermore defies. Though I in sorrow here complain, yet she revolved to tyrannize. Assist me, Cupid, with thy aid, and let me not be overthrown. Do thou her gentle heart invade, when she is silent all alone. When her enchanting eyes doth close, and all her senses are at rest, when she is in her night repose, then seize the closet of her breast. Then Cupid took his dart in hand, not fearing then to make her yield. He did not long disputing stand, ere he subdued and won the field. When Katie found her heart betrayed, and yet no creature could she see, she like a pensive lover said, "What sudden change is wrought in me?" Then many sighs and tears she spent, it's sorrow for her dearest dear. Her yielding heart did then relent, "Sweet William, oh, would thou wert here! Sure pride did oversway my heart, causing ambition so to reign. But since I feel love's fatal smart, for sweet William I do complain." Now when it plainly did appear that she in sorrows did condole, this joyful tidings to his ear revived then his fainting soul. The veil of grief and heaviness no longer seemed to remain. No tongue was able to express the joys of her beloved swain. He then embraced her in his arms, and joyfully they did complete the most endeared pleasant charms, with vows and tender kisses sweet. Thus many fair expressions passed, and Katie vowing thus did say, "As long as ever life doth last, I'll be as constant as the day."